Previously on Secret Space Hospital in Space.
My father has been injured. It looks like some form of energy burn. It looks real bad.
Bummer.
Beep. It's slow tonight, and I have the suspicion that the patient is the first human we've had at SSH-11 ever. Excepting you, of course. No offense.
That's all right, Mama. None taken.
I feel like I've been plucked from head to toe.
In a way, you were, during the process. The Revivicon breaks down the damaged or infected area on a submolecular level before rebuilding it.
Why, my mom is the queen of the Neptunian pickle people.
You mean Queen Haba?
Yeah.
You didn't contact her, did you?
Didn't you see the sign?
You didn't put it up. And that space hawk person is in there. Maybe we can fix that before anyone knows.
Hello? Is this where my father is being kept? That's not right.
And now we return to Secret Space Hospital in Space. Brought to you by Space. It's really, really big.
He does seem a little more robust than when he went in.
It's so hard to see through all that neon-colored steam.
Are those pouches? Why does my dad need so many pouches?
Don't I get mimosa with his egg scramble?
So many pouches.
Mr. Spacehawk?
Just Spacehawk. Mister was my father.
Whoa. Check out what's left in there.
Hands off my guns! And my weapons.
You brought weapons into that thing?
The Revivicon does have a psychic interface so that the machine can better visualize what it needs to rebuild. Maybe when it interfaced with your father, it generated extra matter in the shape of weaponry to better express what it thought he was meant to be?
That sounds rather sketchy to me.
Reality is a sketchbook, and science is always sketching in it.
You made that up.
Whoa, Mama!
This is fascinating. We need more tests. Let me take a blood sample!
I've never seen that thing before.
It's my piranha gun.
What, it shoots really sharp bullets that dig into flesh or something?
No, just piranhas.
I've prepared a hypo. It'll only take a moment. Won't feel a thing. Let me just get a little blood for research.
I don't give blood. I give pain. And I'm late with my latest donation.
Dad!
Sorry, little girl. Leave a message at the tone. Out of the way, Presley!
Hey!
What does that even mean?
I have no idea.
Back before you had cell phones.
What in tarnation is a cell phone?
Never mind. We need to find out where your father went and try to reverse the whatever it was that happened.
You do that. I'm going to the docking bay to intercept and hopefully delay my mom.
Sir?
Good morning, Miss Marine. How may I help you?
I need to talk to Miss Melanek. There's been an emergency 10476993.
You remembered my real name.
It's not that hard to remember. It's only 8 numbers.
You are the only one to bother.
Well, I would love to learn your language. Maybe... Sorry, I really need to speak to Miss Melanek.
So you've said. But I have strict instructions to not let anyone in unless I determine it is an emergency.
It absolutely is.
But I was explicitly told to evaluate whether it's an emergency.
It really is. There's a potential international incident.
But what nature of emergency do you mean?
Damn it, Digit. It's super serious. Look at my face.
Oh. Your skin tone is very dark.
And you know what that means.
I will let her know.
It's all right, Digit. I'm here.
Good evening. Please hold this jar of Space Nuts Berry Jam.
What?
Please hold this jar of Space Nuts Berry Jam.
Why would I want to do that, Tin Man?
In exchange for financial support, this institution has agreed to have its occupants display certain items that are available for sale, so that onlookers might be prompted to purchase these items.
But there's no one here but us.
There is a strong probability that we are being observed by others via security cameras and other modes of surveillance.
Something's wrong with your CPU, pal.
Please hold this jar of Space Nuts Berry Jam. It's poison berry.
You need to be returned to the Montgomery Ward catalog, Tin Pot.
Please hold this jar of Space Nuts Berry Jam.
You can jam that jam up your...
Make a jerkin' entrance, don't you, dudes?
All show respect for Her Most Respectable and Beautiful Highness, the Protector Emeritus of the Outer Edge of the Inner Rim, the Hierophant of the Ultimate Knowledge of the Darkest Void, the Supreme Loveliness, the Vigilant Eyes of the Eighth Planet of the Solar System.
So, should I have, brought popcorn or something?
Commander of the Cucumberian 559th Fleet, adjudicator of the most august courts of law, hostess of the infinite budget.
Oh, do put a boot in it, Sergeant.
Welcome to Secret Space Hospital 11, Dudette. I have been checking our admissions chart, and I don't see you, at all.
Satisfaction Nirvana, bringer of savory peace, virago of virtue advice.
Thank you, Sergeant. I am Haba, Queen of Neptune. You are treating my husband, Space Hawk.
Oh, Mr. Hawk! We totally admitted Mr. Hawk, a few hours ago. He is presently being treated by Dr. O Positive. She's one of our best.
Bring me to my husband, and bring this doctor to me as well.
Well, just take a mode center while I check everyone's location. Beep, beep, beep. Boop, 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 beep, beep. I can take you to the dock right now. I bet she's with your hubby, so if you'll follow me, Queen Haba.
The warm light that calms even the most inflamed.
Oh, that's all right, Sergeant. I'm sure she gets the message.
We'll be there in a tick, okay?
Lead on.
Was it down this corridor, or...
Nurse! Nurse!
Or do I take a right? Dang it! Dad always told me to make a note of where I'm going, and...
Nurse!
I swear, it's like they're adding more corridors with each passing minute.
Nurse!
Are you talking to me?
You are a nurse, are you not?
Do I look like a nurse? I don't have time for this.
But I think I contracted harlequin ichthyosis from one of your machines.
What does that even mean? Never mind. I gotta find my mom before Dad does something real ugly. I need to find the docking bay.
Is that all? Take a left, then a right, down the corridor with the red running lights, and through the double doors.
Jeez. Thanks.
You can say I've learned my way around intimately.
Please hold this jar of Space Knots Berry Jam.
What? Is that poison? Look, no time to chat, okay? I've got an intergalactic incident to prevent.
I'll hold the jam.
Thank you. Here you go.
Clean up!
That is concerning.
That's why I brought it to you, ma'am.
We need to try and contact Queen Hubba's ship and see if we can persuade her to turn around. Digit?
Yes, ma'am.
Will you handle that?
Yes, ma'am.
In case that doesn't work, I figure we should fortify the entrances, perhaps set up a few simple pit traps. Not ideal, sure, but we have to plan for speed instead of performance. We should have Elvis get the Dude Bro generator going. Perhaps make up a good dozen and a half, male of course, to provide a cannon fodder distraction for her troops so I can flank around and...
Ma'am?
Oh, my, yes. I do apologize. Of course, we're not going to try and trap and kill our patient's wife and her retinue. We are still relatively new to admission to the Galactic Council.
Your civilization was admitted to the Council 500 years ago, ma'am.
And that was practically a blip in the history of the universe. Why, we've barely come out of the celestial equivalent of kindergarten, haven't we?
That's half a millennium.
That does seem like a very long time.
Well, compared to our lunch hour, sure. But compared to the whole history of creation, why, that's hardly half an eye blink.
Ma'am, if we could just focus on the situation at hand.
Yes, yes. Let's see if we can reach out to the patient. Who is the attending physician?
Dr. O Positive.
Good. Page her. Find out where this...
Spacehawk.
Spacehawk is.
But I am trying to hail the Neptunian ship.
You're good with numbers. Multitask. Ms. Marine, you're with... And get Elvis in here for cleanup.
Looks like boysenberry?
I smell murder. Big, black, feathery murder.
There you are, Mr. Spacehawk.
You forgot to pronounce the X.
Yes. You're not well.
I'm not a well. I'm a wall. And no one gets anything over me.
Very interesting. But as your doctor, I need you to return to your room. You need to rest. And I still need to take some more blood samples.
I told you, I don't give blood.
Yes. And if I were in your world, I would believe you. But you are in Space Hospital 11. That's my world. And I say you need bed rest.
What I need is to find out what's going on in there.
In there? I'm sure it's nothing more than a supply closet.
So you say, but my instinct says that what's beyond that door needs to be supplied some hurt.
Please, see sense. Maybe we'll learn something from these new samples?
I'd rather learn something from opening this damn door. Step aside.
No!
What's behind the door? Will our all-new, all-jerking version of Spacehawk have to fight? Or flight? You have a say.
Just go to the posts on Facebook, Twitter, Discord, Blue Sky, and Instagram to help decide whether Space Hawk will find 1. Karak, the Corvid ambassador, and his retinue, 2. Queen Haba and her retinue, 3. One of Melonic's pit traps, or 4. Product Bot 38,000 with a Space Kenny Rogers Roasters rotisserie chicken. Vote now! You have 2 weeks from this episode's release date. Take care and join us next time for Secret Space Hospital in Space.
You've been listening to episode 2 of Secret Space Hospital in Space, created by Femi London and written by Thomas DJ. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound designed by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Chris Honeywell. Eugene R. Hendricks was Space Hawk X. Kira Hendricks was Starling. Tori Wright was Nurse Dubra. Charlie Niemeyer was Elvis the Janitor. Nicole Tomte was Dr. Dot and Queen Haba. Sarah Palmero was Digit. Femi London was Melonic. Chris Honeywell was Product Bot 38,000. Jim Moon was... David Ellis was Pickle Sergeant. Casey Boudinot was Perry Marine. All other parts played by the cast. Please contact us at 8twinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. And don't forget to make your voice heard. Go to your social media of choice and vote for what you think will be behind that door in episode 3. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Queen of Funk, inventor of counterclockwise, and sweetener of the Sour Pickle Nation, Grand Dave Gherkin, the bread and butter of being, and now I'm getting hungry and that might be concerning, good doer of due diligence.
Queen Hubba's left the building.
Huh?